Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time for Spartan Bear.
Welcome to the Spartan Bear, where radio has never been better. Of course. In case this is your first time, I'll go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good
and
you, man?
I'm great, man. We got some good and exciting topics for y'all. Mm-hmm. We got exciting topics for you, I should say. So, we've been talking lately. We've been talking about McGregor versus Pereira number 3, and we're gonna give some tactics as to what happened and what happened after the fight. Secondly, we're gonna speak about the Springboks and the British Irish Lions, which is a so-called a cheat team. I don't know why they're saying that a cheat team, but the fight that's coming up next week. Wilder versus Fury number 3. So there's a lot of three. There were two threes this month. Conor McGregor versus the Pereira 3. Now it's Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder number 3. So I wonder who's going to take this one.
It's very interesting. Speaking about that, obviously South Africa. Yeah, they've been.
Oh yeah!
I don't know if you know our Springbok team. They've been taking before their matches. They've been taking a moments of silence for South Africa. I don't know why. I think because as far as I know, most of our South African players are Christians. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they pray for the country, which is good.
You know? That's good. Yeah.
Because they are aware of what's happening and. Obviously, yes. What's happening now with South Africa, obviously, for those who don't understand, I'm speaking about, if you don't know, the previous ex-president was arrested.
Jacob Zuma.
Yeah, yes. And there's lots of looting happening. And
they even burned malls, though. Yeah,
people obviously are saying they want the president to be out, to stop, but some of them are just using this to steal, basically.
Yeah, they're using that opportunity to take some goods and steal. But but the good news is that everything's recovering now. And obviously, with the Springboks, though, last time I heard they're putting some money together.
Yeah, they're sponsoring towards. Yeah, look, a lot of people are disappointed because it is true.
It's true.
People's futures, kids, your kids, my kids' kids.
Yeah.
This is their car. Where would they go?
Where would they go now?
Put this place up in flames, close businesses down.
Exactly. Crazy. So it's just a thing of, some people, they like to blame it on poverty. I'm sorry that I know we're the sporting base, but this has been happening this week in South Africa. But the reason why this was happening, and many people are saying it's because of poverty, and some of them are blaming it on lockdown. And lockdown, yes, there will be more. They said there was more unemployment, but many people are blaming it on lockdown. Many people, they're just using that opportunity to steal some stuff. Yeah. They're just using that opportunity to say, hey, let's go steal there. Let's burn them all. And they use that.
Look, it's true. Lockdown has affected people, but it doesn't solve the problem.
It doesn't solve the problem
by affecting someone else and killing business. It's crazy.
I mean, obviously, I was having a chat with this other guy. Is that, you know, the problem with some people, they don't have a mindset of opening the business. They have this mindset of get a job, and living that cycle of life, you know, instead of creating opportunities for people, you know. I'm glad that's behind us now. We got to look forward. Obviously, we are going to speak about the Springboks and the British Irish Lions. But first, we're gonna speak about the tactics of McGregor and Pereira. What was supposed to happen and what actually happened?
Look, I honestly missed that fight. You know, I didn't really watch it until you came to me and told me. Have you watched the fight?
I'm like, which fight?
I missed the fight.
You even asked, which fight? I'm like, McGregor and
Pereira. For me, I don't know. Look, people can say Pereira won, but
Yeah,
I mean, you'd want a fair fight. I mean, I'm not saying that wasn't fair, but his foot broke. Come on. He was fighting. People had to notice that his foot was broken.
Exactly.
That's how McGregor loves fighting. So for me, everyone's going to say something.
So anyway, when we come back, we're going to chat more about the McGregor and Pereira, what actually happened and what was supposed to happen if they had a fair round and who was supposed to win and that at that fight. Anyway, radio has never been better. Yeah.
Christ music is hot music.
All my life I wanted to be a gangster.
Me too.
This is Decoding the Crime Verse. And if you haven't picked up what we're doing today.
Guys, can I tell you the excitement I have right now?
It is exhilarating to do this topic because for me, this is the reason I started liking crime.
This is my favorite part of crime.
That sounded wrong. Okay, she meant it in a good way.
It's my favorite part to study.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Sporting Base. So, with McGregor and Pereira, right? So, you mentioned that his foot was broken.
Yeah, so, look.
Yeah, he mentioned,
Obviously, I did watch the... People are saying Pereira were... No, obviously, when McGregor was on the floor, that's when Pereira was...
But
we said again, remember actual... I mean, for real UFC, that you know those things, they count, but... Not all of the shots that Pereira threw at McGregor counted because McGregor blocked most of them.
Yeah, that's true. And so, I don't know if you noticed, Calvin, right? Did you know that Pereira was trying to copy... Who's this guy, Khabib?
Khabib, yeah, the Khabib stuff.
Because he knows.
Yes, speaking about Khabib, he had a comment. Everyone has, especially when you're a guy like McGregor. McGregor is he talks a lot. He likes picking fights, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, obviously, when things like that happen, you do expect to be slated, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you break your foot or... Because there's another UFC fighter who said, remember McGregor when... I forgot what his name, sorry. He's like, when I broke my ankle as well, you said that's an excuse. Taste your own medicine, yeah. And it's not only that. Khabib said, you think you are doing it in your power, trying to show the whole world. And then you get there and then God humbles you.
Ooh.
So that's what Khabib said to him. Just realize who gives you the power to do what you're doing.
Exactly, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. I would say Khabib, look, Khabib is also, he's a Muslim, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he also, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I get you.
We can be referring to God, but we're all referring to different gods, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a cool statement for me, but...
But it is a cool statement. Yeah.
Is he referring to?
But that's what the people are asking now. But here's the thing, though. Khabib, what I've never heard from him and Dana White is that he never relinquished his title.
Yep.
Well, we still have... Who's going to be the lightweight champion? Is it still going to be Khabib? Is it still going to be... Okay, is it still going to be Khabib or is it going to be another person?
It's crazy, man.
It's a crazy situation right here. And Daniel White is busy still discussing with Khabib until today as to who he must relinquish his title or not. But in my opinion, if you're going to retire, be like Jones. Jones relinquished his title to, who's this guy? Jan Blachowicz. Today, Jan Blachowicz is the light heavyweight champion. You get what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So anyway, just to put this on the side, did you know that if one more African person wins a championship in the UFC, they'll say Africa is the most dominant in the UFC. You know that?
Yeah. Look, I think we are. You know what I'm saying? Looking at the different divisions.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Africans in the...
We have three Africans.
Heavyweights, like, middleweight...
And welterweight.
Welterweight.
Let's not forget Hakeem Dawodu. He's African Nigerian.
Hakeem Dawodu, yes.
Hakeem Dawodu and who's this guy? Du Plessis. He's in the light heavyweight division.
Yeah.
So if Du Plessis takes it and he's representing South Africa, So he's good. He's like, he's one of the African countries, and Akeem Dawodu is from Nigeria, but he's from he's born in Canada, but his parents is Nigerian by blood.
He's Nigerian by blood.
Yeah.
So
that's already five already. Light heavyweight and lightweight. Imagine that.
I was looking at speaking about McGregor's post. You know,
yes.
He was riding around in his little car. I don't know if you saw.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, speaking of his condition, look, what it is going to take a little bit of a while, a couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Yes.
For it, and I think personally, you know, fighters, they like taking things as in to the closest date as possible, as in they want to heal quicker.
So definitely.
That's why for someone like him, he's saying maybe 2-3 weeks. I don't think that's
3 weeks.
I think max a month. You know what I'm saying?
A month.
We're talking about
months.
proper healing.
It's, because
it might even be 2 months. You know?
Because the thing is, he had an operation. I don't know if you know that. He had
before.
Not before though. Now,
okay.
Like now, he had an operation. He even says, "I just finished finished the operation." I was like, "Oh, okay." So and as soon as I heard that I'm gonna heal within 2 or 3 weeks, I'm like, never.
It's crazy. Because he said also another thing. He said every day he's exercising the leg. There's a trainer that helps him. He keeps once for, he says, not for a while, maybe for 15 to 10 minutes. He keeps practicing on. Obviously, it's sore, but he tries to stand on the leg.
Yeah,
but yeah. I don't know if you remember. I don't know if it happened, but happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. That was McGregor's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Four days ago.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, happy belated to him, man. I remember he was planning after the fight.
Yeah, okay.
To throw a massive party. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the billboards were out, guys. If you can go check it out.
Yeah.
He had an after party thingy where he was going down, where his billboard was all over that.
Yeah.
Saying McGregor, July, the date. Saying,
yo, you see, I was.
I don't think that happened.
Nothing happened.
Because of, I mean, he didn't just lose. I mean, his leg got hurt.
It's like
and,
he was
I mean,
not
how
able
do you
to
go
do
party when
with
you can't
a broken
even walk,
leg and you know? Ankle? Yeah. I mean, I was this week. I was looking back at the press conference with McGregor and Mayweather. That was,
look,
to be honest,
you had
with you,
Dustin Poirier. His wife swearing at McGregor, pulling
zap signs.
Yeah,
oh
zap
my
signs. It's crazy. But also, apparently, the reason they did that, it's because McGregor, you know, in press conferences, guys have trash talk. But apparently, how Poirier felt this time is that McGregor took it worse. He was telling him stuff like, "I'm gonna kill you. We're burying you." So he's like, "You can't say that to another guy." Threatening. I don't know. I didn't hear. But you know, guys like over exaggerating. So
yeah,
McGregor threatened his family.
Yeah,
I was trying to find that one. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it didn't happen. I can't say it did happen. You know,
so
because you
just
can't
a
find this actually. Yeah,
100%.
Remember, the media is the media, man.
Media is the
we
media.
Are, in
100%.
Fact, we are the media. so
I get you. I get you. 100%.
So people add. People say stuff that shouldn't. That's not even true. If I can put it like that. Yeah.
Okay. So obviously that's behind us. We're looking forward now. So. We're looking the British-Irish lines. Okay. Apparently, people are saying, or
starting
should I say,
to speak about that, hey.
Yes.
The British-Irish lines, before we get into the topic.
All right.
What was the date, Wednesday?
Wednesday was, if I'm not mistaken, it was the 15th.
The 15th.
It was the 15th.
On the 15th of July, 2021, the Springbok South Africa beat the British Irish Lions.
Oh, that's the first.
17-13. You can tell already by the score that it was rough. And guess what happened?
Okay.
Take a wild guess.
What
is the British and the Springboks, bro?
The
what could possibly happen when they play? There was a fight again afterwards.
There was
guys grabbing each other with clothes. Guys, please find me a match where South Africa plays the British Irish Lions and there's no fight after the match. Please
British Irish Lions, yes. British England. Remember that with the World Cup?
It's crazy.
Yes. Man. So I don't know if you remember that incident with. I'm sorry to bring it back now, but do you remember that incident with with England and that they were disrespecting the team.
Oh, England and New Zealand, yes.
They were disrespecting the team. Then we whooped them. It's just like, no, you can't.
We were like, you can stand the wedge. Look, I mean, I don't know, but speaking about that, it's the previous Rugby World Cup.
Yes,
right?
Definitely.
For me, that was the biggest excuse I've ever heard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you are disrespectful towards the national anthem. Yeah, yeah, to what they believe in their culture. True. That you should be charged for whatever it can.
Yeah.
That can be team-related sortings. But now, you can't say that that's why your team lost, because they were creating a shape, not respecting. I forgot they
said... That's a whole lot of hogwash.
Oh, yes. Apparently, England was creating a spear. I don't know if you guys remember. They were standing...
Oh, yes.
They were standing, not straight, but...
Yes, but in a triangle, yes.
Close to a triangle. Apparently, it was a spear stabbing at them or some... You know, players, it was disrespectful because they were doing the haka at that time.
Yeah.
When England proceeded to... Yeah, for me, that was the biggest excuse. Disrespecting culture, whatever they believe in.
Disrespecting culture, they say.
Yeah.
So, the British-Irish Lions, right? So... Yo, man, the British-Irish Lions is like, they're too much. I understand why. Because it's Irish and British
mixed
together.
Yeah, I've been saying the previous week, what they've been doing to the Bulls, Georgia, the Sharks, Lions.
But look, man.
And guess who they stopped by? The freaking Springboks, guys. That's what I'm saying. South Africa has won. I mean... You remember last time we were united as a country? It was because of... That was the latest, the previous Rugby World Cup that we played. Again, Africa was a bit of united, you know what I'm saying? You saw people celebrating together, blacks and whites. Everyone was excited as a country. Everyone was proud to be a South African.
Yes, exactly.
So, that was the time the Springboks also... brought the country basically close, very close.
Yeah, so it says here the British and Irish Lions are a rugby union team selected by from players eligible from national teams of England, Ireland, and Scotland and Wales. We're saying two.
So, and guess what? We still beat them.
And we still beat them with four.
I mean,
come on, trust me,
they chose, they would have had to choose the best players in each team. Because each team does have, it doesn't matter how much a team sucks, you'll find you take these best players in there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So, now, you take the best players in there. It's from Irish, Scotland, Wales, Irish, Scotland, Wales, and England. Four countries. Crazy. I mean that's a
four
that's
countries
a
against Africa.
We remember in the first half we were saying two, but now it's four countries.
It's crazy.
No. This doesn't make sense. And it says here, the Lions are the test side of the most often select players who have already played for their national team, but they picked unpacked players who are eligible to any one of the four unions. The team currently tours every 4 years with these rotating team between Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa in order. The most recent test series, the 2017 series against New Zealand, was a draw. So that was the last match before they actually reunited as the British-Irish Lions.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? But I think they're calling it the British-Irish Lions because Irish, Wales, and Scotland are from the same country.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So they're from the same like tribe, in a sense. So that's why they're saying they could have said the British, Irish, Scottish, Wales.
Yeah, that like, team, guys, let's be honest. Yeah. It's good because it's a...
It's mixed.
Yeah. I was speaking to someone, a Lions fan, and they were like, yeah, no, man, that team is a mixture. And besides that, besides the team being a mixture, e.g., if you are a Sharks coach, you would want to put your best team, I mean, your old players.
Yeah.
Guys, you know, that are walls, you know, when you're playing against a team like that.
Yeah.
Now, the mistake Lion made in the last game against the British is that they had a whole lot of new players. Now, that's not what you want to do with the British Irish. You don't put new players. You put guys who will know how to handle
the game, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And saying that, the Springboks wasn't happy with the score, with the way they played against the British. They like, they have to win more. You know what I'm saying? They're not happy with the 17-13. Now, for that 17-13, is Springboks had two tries and the Irish had one try.
Oh, okay.
So it's crazy, man. They looking forward. I'm looking forward. It's the 24th of July, guys. The British Irish versus the Springboks.
I'd love to see that match. Woo! Yeah.
For those who don't know, it's the Castle Lager Lions series. Castle Lager Lions.
Yeah, so now that's gonna be very, very interesting. But look, they are quite good. I must say that I estimated that team. I really underestimated that team because it's Wales, Scotland,
you know,
and British. That's already too much. Anyway, obviously with the we were talking about the Springboks and the British Irish Lions. Now, the fight that's gonna happen, it's an exciting fight. We've been talking about it all week. It's the Wilder versus the Fury number 3.
Yeah.
So this fight is it's getting intense now.
It's heated now.
It's heated now. And the countdown, guys, the countdown is still going.
I'd say they're both looking forward. They're both like
they focused.
I'ma kill you. But one thing for sure, there's gotta be a one that's really looking forward to more than the other one.
Exactly.
Just with a bit more percentage. You know?
Yeah, so
and who do you think that is, Mr.
Ooh, Marcus? It's Wilder. It's definitely Wilder. He's,
I also think it's
Wilder. Wilder. He's looking forward. Win, yes.
But we're talking about the energy, guys. Who's who wants this fight to happen? Who's looking forward? Who's pushing now? Wilder is definitely.
But it was just one press conference. Let's remember that.
Yeah,
one press. But we just felt the energy. Like, okay, something's happening here. Like it's very intense
now. It's between the fighters.
It's between the fighters. Like I remember when Deontay Wilder was just staring at Tyson Fury, and his coach was saying, two-time. What he means by two-time is that he's going to be a two-time champion.
Yeah,
and he
two-time
wins.
Champion.
He's basically saying two-time.
How many matches have they fought?
Dante and the Fury.
Yeah,
they fought two. They have two matches now.
One was a draw and a loss.
Draw and a loss for Wilder and a win for Fury.
So
this one will actually determine who is the best.
Yeah, it doesn't matter now.
It's like McGregor and Pereira. It's okay. I would say the third one. People are saying, Pereira, and they were booing him. They were literally booing, Pereira? I don't know for what. I was like, Pereira doesn't care, man. But anyway, back to that. Back to the Fury and Deontay Wilder. Wilder's really looking forward to it. That's what
definitely.
I think. He's really looking forward to it. Tyson Fury, we all know, it's like, okay, he's prepared. He's always prepared. Because for a big guy, he's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to give him credit. But I'd love to see what Wilder has in store for us.
It's crazy now because you have two guys who we haven't seen fighting for a while, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They will definitely bring in different tactics.
They will bring in different tactics. They'll bring the energy. They'll bring in crowds, man. But I believe this is going to be one of the biggest fights
the
best fights we've ever seen.
I'm hoping that. Look, we said that about McGregor and Pereira's fight, guys, and I'm truly embarrassed of what we saw.
Exactly!
That fight ended quickly.
We expected a lot.
I mean, there's people who pay for this fight, you know what I'm saying?
And people
who watch a lot of money, and then that's what you watch.
And I think, and Trump went to that fight, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Donald Trump, the former president Donald Trump, actually went to watch that match. And Trump paid just to see McGregor break his leg. Huh?
It's crazy.
It's crazy, eh? But obviously he was with Pereira because Pereira is obviously from the USA and McGregor is from Ireland.
Yeah,
Ireland.
And
so
McGregor is another. He's on his level.
He has the same entrance.
There's people who don't like him and stuff. But hey, you gotta deal with him.
He's
one of the highest paid sportsmen. So
let's not forget he's one of the highest paid UFC fighters today. today. It's because of he takes opportunities. You get what I'm saying? Now, other people are trying to do that, like Tyrone Woodley.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to mention that. We'll talk about that fight another time.
Yeah, because, that fight is still. Yeah, I feel like they've been moving it backward. I don't know. If
I yes, head, exactly.
But I feel like
yeah.
they've been moving it further and further.
Yeah. Just to put this on the side, though, obviously we mentioned Jake Paul and all that stuff. Did you know? We talked about KSI. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about KSI. He's doing the KSI show pretty soon. Yeah, he said it on YouTube. He's doing his own show, like called the KSI show. And guess who's going to be there? Logan Paul.
Okay. Oh, speaking about Logan Paul, he was training with Manny Pacquiao.
What?
Yeah, he was just hanging around with Manny Pacquiao, and then Manny Pacquiao tweeted a message saying,
"Yeah."
Honored to have Logan Paul at my training. Yeah. He was very impressed with the training skill.
Wow.
He said he was glad he fought Mayweather instead of me. So,
whoa!
I don't know. I don't know if that's a shade or just a statement. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what was the last statement? I'm glad he fought Mayweather instead of me.
Yeah, that's what he said. No, that's what Logan said to Manny Pacquiao.
Look, what
he judged Manny Pacquiao based on his training. It's like the way you hit, how fast you are, and do stuff at your age.
Woo!
I'm glad I fought Mayweather.
Is he trying to put fire in this?
I don't know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's not too late for Manny Pacquiao and the McGregor fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it's not too late for Manny Pacquiao.
We can still see that.
But look, Logan Paul. I'm just going to be honest with you. He's just getting this success into his
life. Yeah, he's
right
just
now.
Pulling strings. He knows
he's pulling strings right now.
Yeah.
He's really pulling strings, and that's what he's doing. And that's what Jake is doing as well. And Jake is really good at that because he's young. Obviously.
But Jake is more of the younger one. He is more, he likes money more.
He likes money, and so you'll pull about, whatever string.
Yeah, he's always about the checks. Yeah.
He's like, but look, the
paid and stuff.
Yeah, but obviously with the KSI show, KSI is hosting a show in England, and Logan Paul will be there, and they'll do like a skit, like what happened in the fight. But let me tell you what happened, right? In that fight, before the fight, KSI hated Logan Paul. He didn't want anything to do with Logan Paul.
And this is two big YouTubers, guys.
And they're big YouTubers, man. And it's crazy, man. Now it seems like the beef is over, and they're friends now. And KSI invited Logan Paul to a KSI show, which is happening sometime this week. But which I'll chat more about it next week as to how it went. But it's crazy. I saw in KSI's Instagram, I saw Logan Paul. It says Logan Paul's going to be on the KSI show. I was like, whoa.
Are they good
now? Are you guys good now? What happened to your YouTube channels where you were saying, I don't want to even see Logan Paul. Are you good now?
It's crazy.
It's crazy, man. But anyway, with the interesting topics, that is it for today, unfortunately. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course, of course, of course. It's been good. It's been real. From myself and Calvin, we got to say peace out. And God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Yeah. Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Twitter @ActiveFM, Instagram @ ActiveFM777. And Facebook @ActiveFM.